Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I mean, the Braves, meanwhile, on the road looking for some wins, much needed wins after the way this team left town after that disastrous series with Arizona. Ouch. And the thing of it is, the offense was there. The starting pitching was there. It's what happened when we had to go to the bullpen. That has a lot of Braves fans shaking their heads right now about the bullpen. And how long will this team have to go on like this before they really go and get some extra help? How long do you rely on the young pitchers? Are there more young pitchers that should come up from Gwinnett? Are there some that may should even come up from Mississippi, the Double-A team, that might be ready to come in and just, you know, be consistent and steady for some innings? You know, people want to spend the money for Craig Kimbrell. I'd like to see Craig Kimbrell come back. I think he's great to have at the back end to seal things now. You know, since now one of your co-closers is now on the shelf. You know, so that's the whole thing. You have that happen this week. You know, Rodis Vizcaíno going to undergo a season-ending shoulder surgery. So Kimbrell might be a great time to acquire him. The thing of it is, you got to get the Kimbrell. And that's the big question for this team. If your starter gives you 5 to 6, even 7 solid innings, you still got to get to your closer. And that is where this team is right now, is looking for people who could come in and fill that role. You still got some players who've been dealing with some injuries, some guys who got off to bumpy starts. Johnny Venter is out right now, but he got off to a pretty rough start. Dan Winkler, I think, is joining the team. He had a pretty rough spring. But these are some people you want to go out and give yourself a chance, especially when you're pitching with a lead. And that's what we saw this week. Do you want to take one of your starters and make them your long reliever, the guy that you go to? If your starter goes 5 and then you need to be somebody for your 6th and 7th inning, 6th, 7th, maybe even 8th, what do you do at this point? And that's the thing that Brian Snitker and the rest of the Braves coaching staff have to figure out what they want to do at this part of the game. You don't want to keep dropping games like you dropped this week, especially when you get a great start from your starter like Max Fried, who's going out and just showing you. And he's just going to take the bull by the horns and go to work. This guy's shown you in his first few outings that he's serious about being one of the guys on this pitching staff and being a solid part of the starting rotation. And you lock him in. He's in there. You're going to see some other people get opportunity. You heard today they have to play 2 games in Cleveland because of bad weather yesterday. So Julio Teheran is going to start the game that's going to go at 4:10. He's going to be going against Corey Kluber. And you know what you get with Teheran on the road. You want to get him past the first 2 innings. You know, that's when usually he runs into some bumpy start and some bad things happen. If he gets past the first 2 innings and the Braves can get him a couple of runs, he's usually good to give you about 6. Maybe, you know, and if he gives you 6, then what? The gate swings open from the bullpen, and we don't know what we're going to get. And that's, you know, that's the whole thing. That's the mystery that needs to be solved. They're going to play 2, which is something you know, and you know, that's the thing that also concerns you when you play a doubleheader now because of the way teams are managed today. Think about, you know, if you have to go through 3, 4, 5 pitchers in that first game, and then you have to come back and play a second? Or do you put a limit on which pitchers you would pitch in that first game and say, no matter how things are going, no matter how bad it gets, this pitcher's just going to stay in the game? How do you approach playing 2 in 1 day, especially when you have a bullpen where it's open auditions? Let's just face it. Today could be very interesting to see how Brian Snitker handles it if the things are not going well, if the Braves aren't getting the runs, and your starters don't do well.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.